discuss some of the halachas of Tefillas Haderech, which are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Simin Kuf Yud. So the halach is that a person says Tefillas Haderech if he's going on a trip outside of the city, which is at least a trip of a parsa. And l'chadchila, the Tefillas Haderech should be said after leaving town within the first parsa of the journey. How much is a parsa? So a parsa is 4 mil, which translated into today's terminology is approximately 4 kilometers. Interestingly enough, I saw in a couple of the major Sephardi Sifrei Psak of contemporary times, Yalkut Yosef, Or Letzion, Chelek Beis Perek Zayin, that they wrote that it doesn't go by the distance that one travels, 4 kilometers, which is what it says in the Ashkenazi Sifrei Psak. It goes by the distance, the length of time that it takes. So the assumption is it takes 72 minutes to walk 4 parsa. So therefore, if a person's going on a trip which is 72 minutes of travel time, then outside of the city, then one would say Tefillas Haderech. But not if one's going on a shorter trip. Obviously, nowadays, traveling 4 kilometers takes much, much less time. 72 minutes, that's calculated, even if it's multiple legs of the trip, and even if a person is going and coming back. So both legs count, as long as one is doing both legs in the same day. So that's an interesting discussion. What about the fact that Bizman Hazeh, the travel conditions, are nothing like they were Bizman Chazal, when the Chacham instituted Tefillas Haderech? In Bizman Chazal, when a person was traveling outside of town, you're walking in the middle of a barren area, no man's land, and the concern was for listing the Chayos Raos, bandits and wild animals. And Bizmanenu, we don't have that. It's not barren, no man's land. You're not walking out in the middle of forests and fields. And we're not usually concerned, most places, about bandits and wild animals. So how do we understand the obligation to say Tefillas Haderech Bizmanenu? So really, there are two very different directions that I saw in different Sfarim. Some poskim say, Nochanami, that there's a limited number of circumstances, Bizmanenu, when one would actually say Tefillas Haderech, at least with a chasima, with the bracha at the end. So in Halicha Shlomo, because Shlomo Zalman didn't say Tefillas Haderech from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, he said, there's so much settled area all along the way. You're never really outside of, significantly outside of settled areas. And anyway, there's cars the whole way. So it's like the Shayara is still leaving town. But until you get there, it hasn't even left town yet. There's people the whole way. It's not really called Yotzei Lederech. In Sefer Or Letzion also made the same claims. When I spoke to Rav Lichtenstein about this issue once, so he said the same thing, that if it's a, he actually said it slightly differently, he said those times as well, but he said slightly differently as well, that if it's a regular, normal trip that a person always takes, a person doesn't have that experience of being Yotzei Lederech. That's not what it means to be Yotzei Lederech. I understood from that comment that he meant that when a person is Yotzei Lederech, he's leaving his comfort zone, and that experience of leaving a comfort zone should be cause for a person to call out in tefillah for protection. So all those poskim said that there would be a more limited number of circumstances bizmanenu where one would say with the chasima sabracha of for tefillas haderech. A person wants, he can say tefillas haderech without the chasima. Or a person before he goes on the trip, when he knows he's going to leave, so in Shmona Esrei, a person can insert the text of tefillas haderech into Shomei Tefillah. It's actually the same chasima sabracha, baruch atah Hashem, Shomei Tefillah. So that is another possible option. There's another group of poskim that said exactly lehafich. They said bizmanenu, so it's true that most places there's no bandits and wild animals, but people get into car accidents. It's also dangerous. So what's the difference if it was... Tefillas Haderech was established for danger. So what's the difference if it's this danger or that danger? Lehafich, bizmanenu, people get into car accidents even in the city. So we can't establish a bracha in the city. But l'chol apokos, when you leave the city, even if it's less than a parsa, Mishnah Berurah here writes in Sifkon Lamed that if it's a dangerous area, then even within a parsa, you say Tefillas Haderech. So they say it doesn't matter if there's towns all along the way. Once you're traveling on intercity roads, so for sure you say Tefillas Haderech, and with the chasima sabracha. That's what I saw in the name of the Chazon Ish, and Rav Osner writes this in Shevet Alevi, in Yud Chav Beis, and other poskim as well. So different divergent views about that, and each person can follow the instruction of his posek. Interesting, final ha'ara. So in Halicha Shlomo he writes, and this is explicit already in the Rav Yah, that it's no problem to add additional phrases into Tfilas HaDerech. I'm adding. We point that even in Shemoneh Esrei, when we have brachos of bakasha, a person is allowed to add his own personal bakashas, which are me'ein, that bracha, which are of the same theme. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, if a person wants to add in a line about saving us not only from bandits, but also from car accidents, to no drachim, or from mechablim, you know, terrorists, so that would be perfectly acceptable and totally normal. If a person doesn't have to, we do say kolmine peronio, so that includes everything, but if a person wants to, it says in Halacha Shlomo, that a person has that flexibility. Have a great day. Please thank